Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Steve Bruce urged Newcastle to become less wasteful in possession after they fell to a 2-1 defeat to Leicester. Newcastle's run of games without a win in the Premier League extended to 5 after goals from James Maddison and Yuri Tielemans condemned them to defeat at St James's Park. They are still several points clear of the relegation zone, but Bruce knows they will have to become more clinical in the final third if they're to stay in that top flight. Told Sky Sports, we gave the ball away cheaply on both occasions and when they punished us, the one thing you don't want to do when you're having arguably your best spell after half time is to give the ball away. It's something we have to improve on. I have to think, even though we only took one point over Christmas, it was always going to be tough, and thankfully we're getting a few back from the illnesses. I can't fault the players' efforts. Steve Bruce admits there'll be no quick transfer fix though at Newcastle. Things are unlikely to get any easier when they head to the Emirates to take on Arsenal in the FA Cup third round on Saturday. While they remain 8 points clear of the relegation zone, the next league fixture against bottom club Sheffield United has assumed increased significance. In an ideal world, Bruce would have a couple of new faces to rely on, but he said it's always difficult whether something can happen in the week. I ain't so sure, he told the Northern Echo. We'll keep plugging away and see, but I don't think there'll be much activity with everything that has happened right across the Premier League. I can't see there being much movement between many. I expect it to be quiet. If one or two things develop, then great, but we'll have to see what comes over the next 2 to 3 weeks. In terms of injuries, Bruce has Jermaine Lewis that has now joined the injury list. He was replaced by Matt Ritchie on the left-hand side, but Steve Bruce hopes he'll be able to return sooner rather than later. The United have recovered from a spate of COVID issues, with Jamal Lascelles and Alan Saint-Maximin still missing due to the virus. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.